Hello, my name is Dr. Anas Yunus, and I'm the Chief of Lymphoma Service at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center and Professor at Weill Cornell Medical College in New York. Today I'll be covering highlights from my educational session at the ICML, also known as the Lugano Lymphoma Meeting, focusing on clinical applications of genome studies. What I presented at the educational session is how we are now trying to apply genome sequencing data into clinical practice. One application is to fine-tune the diagnosis of lymphomas. Frequently, the pathologist can look under the microscope, do immunohistochemistry and FISH studies, and there's no clear-cut classification. And that's where sometimes the genome studies can contribute to refine these rather unusual histological presentations. I provided some examples about how we fine-tune the case with primary mediastinal large cell lymphoma based on the genetic sequencing data. The other application is mainly to select patients for treatment strategies. And at the Lugano meeting, there's a beautiful presentation by Frank Morschhauser, where he presented the data with the EZH2 targeted agents, where he showed that if you target patients with follicular lymphoma with tumors that have EZH2 mutations, the response rate is 93%. Whereas if you treat patients with follicular lymphomas without the mutation, the response rate is significantly lower. As I remember, it's in the 30%. Still not bad, but it's significantly lower. So that's what we want to move with this genetic analysis, to select patients for certain therapy that can produce a higher response rate. And there's talks and discussions about basket protocols for lymphomas, where you can stratify patients into different buckets based on the genomic analysis. And a third potential application is to look at minimal residual disease or circulating tumor DNA after treatment, mainly after induction therapy, mainly to determine whether the presence or absence of circulating tumor DNA would predict a clinical response or cure. And if the presence of circulating tumor DNA after induction therapy predict, let's say, relapse, should we act on it? And this is evolving field. I think it's currently being incorporated, this concept being incorporated in different clinical trials, but this will take a few years before we sort out the significance of these observations. Thank you for viewing this activity.